Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to worship you in this way together. We thank you for the gifts of music and the gifts of drama and the ways that we can use it to worship you. We thank you for this facility. We thank you that we've got this time set aside to open up your word and to learn and to praise your name. Father God, would you bless the words you've given to me, and would you help it to help us all grow in our understanding and knowledge of you. In Jesus' name, amen. So I know the kids have left. They went back to the what we call the green room, right, when you're in production. They're probably having snacks. So they're not in the room, but I just want to extend my own thank you to them and appreciation to Marlene and for whoever helped the parents put this together. What a production, right? And as you see the kids this morning in their colored shirts, it's easy to spot them, right? They've got the Joseph many colored shirts today. Just give them a thank you for what they brought to us in worship today, right? They didn't just have a good production. They brought us the word, amen? They brought us the story of Joseph. And this is a part of our legacy, helping develop our children, right? Help them own the faith and to tell it to us. Hopefully we learned some things from their story today. And they're prepared to tell the next generation. It's a wonderful thing. It's the legacy as we continue to share. And I think the kids embodied it. They did a great job. They became the teachers to us this morning, and so it goes, they're teaching. And they took on a noble task, I think, of telling the whole Joseph story. It's a long story. Do you realize there are 20 chapters in the book of Genesis of the Joseph story? Genesis 30 through the end of the book, chapter 50, is the Joseph story. It's a lot. There's more written about Joseph than even about Abraham. It's amazing. Why is there so much written about Joseph? Well, perhaps besides Jesus, no one suffered more wrongdoing at the hands of others than the Joseph story. So there's a lot there. And I thought I'd hit for a minute what came across to me as the main points of the musical this morning. The first thing that hit me is that God is faithful. God was faithful with Joseph. He was faithful with the promise he'd made to Abraham. He was faithful even in the dark times that Joseph faced at the hands of others. Things he didn't do, things people did to him. So God was faithful in the dark times and the good times. And we should trust God's plan for our lives, even when we can't see how it's going to come together. That's the first thing I saw. Secondly, God works through our problems. Even when we think we're alone and no one has ever gone through what I'm going through, God is there working through the problems. Thirdly, it hit me that sometimes God works in spite of us. We think we're all together and doing the right things, and then we do something crazy. And God can still work in spite of us. And in the end, he can bring back our families together. He can bring back together his plan if we will just watch for it and be faithful in his faithfulness, right? And I believe what tied it all together for me in the musical was that, fourthly, the key to all this is forgiveness. Understanding, first of all, God's forgiveness, and then applying that to those around us. Forgiveness is key. And Joseph modeled that when he forgave his brothers, didn't he? Now, it might help if we reviewed for a minute, because they did cover a lot of things there. Let's review a little bit, and I want to start with Abraham. We often call Abraham the father of our faith. He's the one that God blessed and gave this blessing to, what we often call the Abrahamic covenant, and you hear it a lot in sermons, and I'll say it again. God called Abraham to a land he would show him, and he gave him a promise, and this is what we call the Abrahamic promise or covenant. He said to Abraham, I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And that's found in the 12th chapter of Genesis, fairly early in the story. So then we have Abraham, and then he has a son, Isaac, and Isaac has a son, Jacob. And oftentimes we say these three names together, the God of Abraham, and of Isaac, and of Jacob. And then Joseph is one of the children, one of the sons of Jacob. That's the family, right? Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and now Joseph is one of the children. And you know, this family is not ideal. They had lots of flaws, right? A quick read through the book of Genesis, you'll see all kinds of problems in this family. You see lies and deceits. There's cheating of birthrights, which is stealing. There's polygamy. There's children with maidservants. There's business scandals and much, much more. And by the time Joseph comes along, this is kind of the family DNA. This is how it works. The family dysfunction is alive and well when Joseph comes along. Joseph is the 11th of 12 boys, and the Bible records there's a sister as well. And Jacob clearly plays his favorites in Joseph. He's the favorite son. His mother was the favored mother of all the other mothers to the children of Jacob. And by the way, Jacob has since been renamed by God as Israel, from which we get the nation of Israel. And so when we hear about the 12 tribes of Israel, it's from Jacob's line. This imperfect, slightly crazy, dysfunctional family. Pardon the microphone, are we better there? A little popping? Is that me popping? So Jacob's error in raising Joseph, if you will, was that he loved him too much. Now, how can you love someone too much, you might ask? Well, in Joseph's case, Jacob's favoritism to Joseph made the older brothers so jealous that they sold him into slavery to strangers, taking him to a foreign land and not caring what became of him. And then they lied to their father that his favorite son was mauled by wild animals and killed. And they continued in that lie for 25 some years. Can you imagine? So you think your family's a mess? Maybe it is. But you're not the first, and you're not the only. Family dysfunction happens all the time. Now, this is a short message today because of the musical, and I simply want to offer us a couple points of application that we can take away from this crazy family that we've looked at today. The first point I want to have us apply is that God's greater plans will be done, and many times he works in spite of you and in spite of us. If you think you've made a mistake in raising your family or dealing with your family, that may be true. But God can work in spite of your shortcomings, just as he did through Jacob, then Joseph. Jacob grieved the reported death of his son for a generation before he finally learned the truth of what happened to his son and then was reunited with him. You can find encouragement in this that even though your mistakes are perhaps what you did, they're not the last work. God can work in spite of you and in spite of the shortcomings and failures that you've had. Isn't that encouragement? As the musical pointed out, secondly, God is faithful even in the dark times. God's promise to Abraham was fulfilled. God did bless the nations of the earth through him. And through his line, through Isaac and his mistakes, through Jacob and his deceits in family and in business, and his errors in raising his family. And then through Joseph and all the things thrown at Joseph, from sibling rivalry, then being sold into slavery, his accusations of crime, being put into prison unjustly, and then being forgotten, and then having the temptations of being in a position of power that could annihilate all those who wronged him along the way. But God was faithful and worked through it. As Joseph said to his brothers at the time that he forgave them and at this reconciliation that was pivotal, he said to his brothers, I am your brother Joseph, the one you sold into Egypt. And now do not be distressed and do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you. For 2 years now there has been famine in the land, and for the next 5 years there will not be plowing or reaping. But God sent me ahead of you to preserve you for a remnant on the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So then, it was not you who sent me here, but God. Encouragement. Third application point is to be the first to seek forgiveness in the relationships in your world. While Joseph may have given his brothers a stressful test, You saw it in the play, the whole thing with the cup and the sending the brothers back. He gave them a stressful test in learning the status of their father and his younger brother and testing their loyalty. Joseph did initiate sincere forgiveness. After years of living through the consequences of his brother's actions, he chose the road of honor, and he chose to forgive. His one action and attitude to forgive his brothers unites the siblings, restores Jacob to his family, and leads them on a new path. It sets up the extended 70 family members in a new nation where they will thrive for the next 400 years, as it was said so cute in the play. Even when Jacob later dies, and the brothers express apprehension about, did Joseph really forgive us? Now that Dad's gone, maybe he won't. We find honest forgiveness expressed again in the closing verses of the book of Genesis and in the closing story of Joseph. He said again to his brothers, Joseph said to them, don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. So then don't be afraid. I will provide for you and your children. And he reassured them and spoke kindly to them. Last chapter of Genesis. So just a couple closing application questions for each of us. How about you? Can you forgive yourself for your shortcomings and where you failed your family? Can you trust that God can work through you even in spite of your mistakes? Can you forgive yourself? Secondly, can you forgive that family member who wronged you? Can you be the one to take the first step toward reconciliation, whatever that looks like for you in that relationship? Can you forgive them for their shortcomings and their mistakes? Thirdly, can you see God's hand at work in the bigger picture and to see what his greater purpose is? This is our legacy. God at work through us. Let's pray. Father God, as we've looked at this lesson today through the kids and through what we've seen in the book of Genesis, I would just pray, Lord, that we would see this through the eyes you'd want us to see. Would your Spirit come, Lord? Holy Spirit, fill us with your continued knowledge. Help us to understand how you're working in this world. Lord, would you work through us? And even, Lord, work in spite of us, we pray. I appreciate what Pastor Matt said last week, that sometimes you use us as the answers to our own prayers. So, Lord, would you teach us to see the world around us and see what we can do to reconcile and to forgive and to be you at work? We pray that we be your hands and feet. As Rob sang, let us be your instrument, Father God. Use us and play us, if you will, for the way you would want to work. Lord, help us to forgive. Help us, first of all, to understand your forgiveness for us and our restoration to you. We pray for every person here to know that. We pray, Lord, that you would teach us to forgive ourselves when we hold guilt and shame for the things we've done. Let us know that because of your forgiveness, it's clean. We're forgiven. Help us to own it. And Father God, would you help us to forgive those around us who have wronged us in whatever way? Help us to not hold that poison and toxicity, but Lord, would you help us to let it go and to initiate restoration, we pray. And Father, I pray for every household here that's represented, a single home or a multiple family. We just pray for all the complexities of our households and our families. Would you help us to be light in dark places? Would you help us to be instruments of peace? Would you fill each house with blessings and joy that come from knowing you? We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.